Welcome to the Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Heather Dominick, founder of businessmiracles.com and author of the book Different, the Highly Sensitive Leadership Revolution, found at differentthebook.com. Since 2010, I've been training highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders from around the globe to work less while making more impact and income by doing things differently. I'm so glad you joined me. Listen in and get ready. Get ready for a shift in the way you view yourself, your work, your life. A business miracle. This is A Course in Business Miracles podcast, episode 205, Power of the Heart, Part 1, Work, Rest, and Play the HSP Way. In this episode, I share a very special and rare sneak peek into one of our most powerful elements of the Highly Sensitive Leadership Training Program, our intuitive planning days. I discuss three key areas, work, rest, and play, that we want to check in on as part of this transition phase in order to navigate the months ahead with more ease. Listen in as I lead you to tap into your heart guidance to see what needs to be complete and let go of, so that your own transition is going in the direction of the truth in your heart about what matters and who you wish to be in the future. You are the architect of your destiny. Get ready to let go of the past and migrate freely into the future. Now, the next ones will carry a massive energy of transition. Now, definition of transition, a change from one thing to the next, either in action or state of being. Resisting this time of transition will cause more difficulty, discord, and delay. These next ones are focused on the transition time required to, one, fully extricate from the past, and two, migrate freely into the future, and three, the impact of what we collectively decide to manifest for ourselves and for each other. Now, these next ones potentially will not be easy because there will be the necessity to navigate the state of not knowing that comes with transition. So there will be restlessness. There will be anxiety. There will be concern about the future. Yet, there is an upside. The upside is what is evolving has already been set into motion. And it's only ourselves with our fear and attachments that will stand in the way of landing in the right place, exactly where we are supposed to be as a result of this transition. So transition means that we are not there yet. We are still in the process of moving away and out from under old structures and patterns that no longer serve, no longer work, while the new ones are in process of being formed. So we want to choose willingness, and we want to trust in the power of the heart to lead now more than ever. That will allow this period of transition to be more relaxed, more enjoyable, more access to patience, more ability to trust in right timing, and as a result, to empower you to be the architect of your destiny. Create a productive and purposeful life, work, rest, and play. This is a reminder that change is here, whether you like it or not. So the best thing that you can do is make sure that your own transition is going in the right direction, the direction of the truth in your heart about what matters and who you wish to be in the future. This is the part to support you with letting go of what needs to be complete. And to be committed to this process of letting go, even if the logistics of the letting go will take some time. This will create the space for new ideas and inspiration and support to begin to enter into your experience. So the question for the heart is, what is no longer working? And what am I meant to do differently so it works better? So we're going to go into the heart, focusing on an area of challenge that you're currently having with work, with rest, with play. Focusing on the power of the heart. So with that, put down everything in your hands. Bring both hands to your heart. Uncross your legs, your ankles, your feet. And together, let's close our eyes. And then together, let's take a breath in. Breath in. And let it out. Together again, breath in. And this time, as you let the breath out, see if you can allow yourself to intentionally begin to shift from the working of the head brain to the working of the heart brain. Let that breath go, sinking into the heart. Together again, power of three, breath in, letting the head brain release, breath out. And from this place of the heart leading the way, we ask, dear, dear, sweet, sweetheart, what am I meant to know to support me in creating a productive and purposeful life, regardless of what's happening around me? What is no longer working with the way that I work? What's meant to be let go, and what's meant to be let in? All so that my work is productive and my work is purposeful. Trust what you're given, and when received, slightly bow your head, gently open up your eyes, and write that guidance down. And once done, hands back on heart, eyes closed, connecting back in. The other breath in. Then let it out. Connecting into the power of the heart. And asking, dear, dear sweetheart, how am I meant to use rest so that it is intentional, supporting me with having a productive and purposeful life? What has not been working about the way that I've used rest up until now? What's meant to change? What's meant to be done differently? And when received, chin to chest, eyes gently open, and write it down. And when ready, hands back to heart, eyes closed, connecting inward. Together again, breath in and letting it out. Feeling the power of the heart. And asking of your dear, dear, sweet, sweet heart, how am I meant to play? To play in a way that supports me with having a productive and a purposeful life. To play in a way that gives me access to ease and to patience and to trust and to hope through this time of transition. What has not worked about the way I've chosen play in the past? And how is that meant to change to support me in migrating freely into the future? And when received, eyes gently open and writing it down. Together again, breath in and let it out.
Thank you for being a part of this Business Miracles podcast episode and for beginning to dip your toe into the journey of highly sensitive leadership training. If you are ready to truly use your sensitivities as strengths in all parts of your work and life, I invite you to connect for a one-on-one chat. You will experience being deeply listened to, and together we'll get a sense of whether the highly sensitive leadership training programs are the best next step for you and your highly sensitive journey at this time. Just go to www.claritycall.com to schedule a conversation. We so look forward to connecting with you. Talk to you soon.